Gemara Sanhedrin, Ayin Gimel, Pei Gimel Amid Beis, that's in the Schottenstein Gemara, 83b1, second column.
Pei Gimel,
and again, in Schottenstein it's 83b1, in the regular Gemara it says Pei Gimel Amid Beis, and it's 2, 4, 6, 8 lines in the top of the page. Okay, the Gemara, the Mishnah has said a bunch of things that you get Chayiv Misa, right? That you get Misa B'dei Shemayim. One of it, a Zar that eats Truma. The various different things that the Gemara says that a person will get Misa B'dei Shemayim, yeah? If he Tevel, okay, in Tama, he eats Truma Tahira, a non Yisrael that eats Truma, non-Kohen that worked in the Beis HaMikdash, a person who's all these various different things. The Gemara quoted a Braisa Mishnah before that said, all these people get Misa B'dei Shemayim. So one of the things, it says, Tamei Sheshimesh. A Kohen who was Tamei served in the Beis HaMikdash, so the din is, he's Chayiv Misa, B'dei Shemayim. So the Gemara is saying, what's the source of it? All these Gemaras are going with the sources of these dinim. It says, like Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, that's a question from Yosef. How do I know? This question was asked already. How do I know that a Kohen Tomei, who served in the Beis HaMikdash is Chayiv Misa? Because it says in the Pasuk, Dabel Aaron v'albonov, speak to Aaron and his sons, v'yinozru mikotchi b'nei Yisrael, they should separate themselves from the holy things. They shouldn't profane my name. Okay? So what basically does it say? Set themselves apart means when they're tummy, when should they set themselves apart from serving? Obviously when they're tummy. If they're not tummy, they're supposed to serve. So what does it mean when the Pasuk says you should separate yourself? And it says, and by truma it says the word chilil. Again, like we learned before in the Gemara. By Truma it says Chilel, desecrate, and here it says desecrate. So therefore, by Kohen Tomei that serves, the Pasuk says V'lo Yechalalu, and by Truma it says Yechalalu, and you get Misa, like we learned already before, that a non-Kohen, or a Kohen Tomei that eats Truma, is also going to get, if he's Tomei, he's going to get Misa. So the same thing, Afkam b'Misa. So again, it's Gzeir Shafa from Truma. If a Kohen whose tummy eats Truma, he's Misa, and over there it says Yechalalu. Here it also says, by a Kohen tummy that served the Beis HaMikdash, should also use the word V'lo Yechalalu. So you learn out, you get Misa. So again, the Gemara has the same questions asking the whole time. V'neil of Chilul Chilul mean Naisar. So why do you learn out Chilul Chilul, the Gzeir Shafa from Truma, learn it out from Naisar? No, but each case, basically, a lot of these dinim we learn out from Truma, right? Truma is like the source. Truma, a Kohen that's tummy eats Truma, gets Misa, yeah? So all, and it says Yechalalu. So all these things where it says Yechalalu, the Gemara is learning out from Truma. So Gemara said, but by Noisad, it also, leaving over stuff, it also says Yechalalu. And Malahal and Kodesh, Afkan Kodesh. So maybe it's Kodesh, not Misa B'dei Shemayim. So Gemara says, no, mistaber mitruma havalei lemelef. It should learn it out from the din of a tummy eating truma, rather than noisar. Why? Shekain guf tummy. Number one, like this. What's the case over here? A kohen whose tummy serves in the Beis HaMikdash. So the kohen is tummy, right? Truma is the case. A kohen whose tummy eats truma, correct? So it's both people that are tummy eating, either serving or eating. Nice is about a carbon that was left over. It's nothing to do with the person. A carbon was left over after the allotted time. And secondly, mikvah, by Ukraine tummy, in both cases, you can go to the mikvah and become untummy. Naisar, the animal that the sacrifice is left over after the time, you can't travel the mikvah and it's good. It's no good forever. And also, berabim, it speaks in plural. Here it's by Tomei, by Truma it says plural, and by a Kohen, Tomei who serves, it says plural. Chalulu, not Yichalu. So, So it says, Adrabba, but I'll show you more similarities to Naisa. Why? Because Shekein Kodesh, number one, it's holy. And he was talking about a kind of works in the Beis HaMikdash. Panim, Yaprim, it has to be with inside the Beis HaMikdash. And Pigul V'Naisa. And they both have Pigul V'Naisa. Zigmar says, why are you learning out from Truma? Because it's similar to Truma. But I'll show you it's similar to Naisa. So the Gemara says, Chilud Rabim Odiv, Michilud Rabim Odiv. The Gemara says like this, yes, in certain things, a Kain Tomei serves in the Beis HaMikdash is similar to a Kain Tomei eating Truma. In certain things, it's similar to Naisar. So how do you pick which one to do, who to liken it to? So the Gemara says it's logical that here it says Yechaleluhu plural, and here it says Yechalelu plural. So it's more logical if you're learning a Gzeder Shava, if you're learning a word and word, similar word, it makes sense when they're both the same word. So therefore, Trumet says Yichalulu, by a Kain Tomei serving in the Beis HaMikdash, it says Yichalulu plural. So it's logical to learn it out from him. Okay, then it says like this, Tful Yaim Sheshimish. A Tful Yaim is a guy like this. Tful Yaim means a guy with Tomei, he went to the mikveh. He went to the mikveh. He's still not allowed to serve in the Beis HaMikdash until night. Yeah, that's called a Tful Yom. Tful Yom means he traveled, but he has to wait the Yom anyway until to work in the Beis HaMikdash. So it says, what happens if a guy went to the mikveh and he didn't wait till the end of the day? He served as a Tful Yom. So the Mishnah says he also gets Misa. But he also gets Misa B'day Shemayim. So Gemara said, Minola, and where do we learn it out from? Gemara says, Rav Simoi Yomer, Rem is L'Tful Yom. Where's the hint in Torah that a Tful Yom Shem Ovet Chilul? That if he worked, he's Mechalo de Minayim. Where do we learn it out from? Because L'Chayit, it's an interesting thing. The guy's not Tommy anymore. Once you go to Mikveh Yitar, yet the Torah says no. He has to wait V'Tomei Ad Ha'arif. Or he says the expression V'Tomei Ad Ha'arif. He's not really Tommy because he went to the mikveh, but as far as working the Beis HaMikdash or other things, he has to wait until night. So he says, where do we find it? Shenam Tamalayim, Kadeshim Yul Elekehem. Yeah? They should be holy for Hashem. V'lo Yechalun, they shouldn't profane and desecrate the Mikdash. So it says, Im Eina Inyan L'Tomei Sheshimish. If it's not needed for a Tommy that served in the Beis HaMikdash, because we already learn it out, Minazro. We already learn out a Kain Tomei that worked in the Beis HaMikdash that he gets Misa. Why does it say again, V'lo Yechalelu? So obviously it includes something that we didn't have to include before. So Gemara says, Tanel Linyan Tful Yom Sheshimish. Yeah. And therefore, continuing, okay, that just says, V'lo Yechalelu. How do we know it's Misa? So again, chilul chilul from Truma. In other words, the Torah doesn't openly say that a Tful Yom desecrates. But there's an extra pasuk that says, v'lo yechalelu. So obviously it can't mean a kain tomei who works, mamish tomei who works, because we already have a pasuk. And there's a rule, if a pasuk is said extra, and you don't need it for what it says it by, use it for something connected to it that it doesn't say clearly. That's the rule in Torah. So, by Tomei, it says twice the word V'lo Yechalelu. Two different psukim. So, Gemara says, listen, to tell me that a Kohen Tomei works in the Beis HaMikdash, I already learned it out from a pasuk called V'yinozru. So now there's another pasuk. What is going to tell me the same thing, that a Kohen Tomei who works is Yechilul? No. So, as obviously, we'll use it for something else. What's the logical thing to use it for? A Kohen was Tomei, went to the mikveh, but he's not night yet.
Why for that? Not something.
Because that's the most similar thing to it. Tomei, okay, this guy went to the mikveh, this guy didn't go to the mikveh. But it's very similar between the two cases. And the Torah says, V'lo Yechalelu. Right? And therefore, what do we learn out? From Truma, again, Lo Yechalelu, Lo Yechalelu. So it's a double header, so to speak. There's an extra pasuk, we put it for Tful Yom. And that pasuk says v'lo yechalelu. So therefore, we learn out that just like truma is misa, this is also misa. That's what how the Gemara use. Mechose begodim, and then the next case, it says if a Kohen doesn't wear all the garments, Kohen Hedyot wears 4 garments. Kohen Gadol wears 8 garments. You leaving?
No, no.
Oh. Kohen, regular Kohen wears 4 garments. Kohen Gadol wears 8 garments. So it says, if a Kohen, a regular Kohen wears 3 out of the 4, or a Kohen Gadol wears 7 out of the 8, it's Chayiv Misa.
If they do the service.
Yeah, obviously. When they're not doing the service, they don't wear the Begadol Mechlal. So they wear the Begadol when they're doing the Avodah. But the Gemara says, where do we learn it out from? That if a Kohen is missing a garment, he's Chayiv Misa. So Amar Ababo, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, or some people say, in the name of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Yochai's son, it says in the pasuk like this: by the Kohenim, the Torah says, "V'chagarta esem avnet." You should put the gartel. You know, one of the begodim was an avnet, the belt, the gartel. So it says like this: "Bizman shebigdeim aleihem." It says like this: designate the Kohenim. This is what the pasuk says: designate them as Kohenim. And they should wear the gavnet, the gartel. So the Gemara learns out, Bizman shebigdeim aleihem, when their garments are upon them, kunosim aleihem, then they're a kohen. Ein bigdeim aleihem, and if their garments are not on them, the meaning, they're missing one of the garments, then they're not a kohen. And therefore, what are they? A zod. Then they're like a levi or yisrael that serves. And what's the din? We learned already, we learned before, Zar Sheshimish B'Misa. A Zar that works in the Beis HaMikdash, a non-Kohen who works in the Beis HaMikdash, is Chayiv Misa. So in other words, the Gemara says like this, from that Pasuk, we learn out that if a Kohen wears a garment, he's a Kohen. Thank you. If he's not wearing the garments, he's not a Kohen. And therefore, if he does the Avayi, the missing a garment, then he's not a Kohen. If he's not a Kohen, he's Chayiv Misa, because a non-Kohen who works is Chayiv Misa. In other words, when the Pasuk is teaching us, when does a Kohen become a Kohen as far as, now he's a Kohen, he's an inborn Kohen. But when is he a Kohen that could serve? That's only when he's wearing the garments. He's not wearing the garments, in that respect he's not a Kohen. If he's not a Kohen, then he's like a Zod, Yisrael HaLevi, working in the Beis HaMikdash, he's Chayiv Misa. Okay, then the next thing was Mechusa Kapara. A guy that's didn't bring the korban yet. Certain Tomei people, they need mikvah, nightfall, and korban. And until they bring the korban, they're called Mechusa Kapara. Remember, we learned a lot of people when Mashiach comes, man, the basement is going to be pretty busy. All the sin offerings, all the things for all generations. But it's called Mechusa Kapara. And so they have to bring a korban. They're missing in total forgiveness. So we mentioned in the past, the same thing by a ger. A ger, the Gemara learns out, and that's Talocha, by the way, a ger needs 3 things. Mila, Tvila, together with Kabbalah's mitzvahs, and Karbon. That's Talocha, it's a mission. All the Gemara that speaks about gerus. Now, the din is, you're still 100% Jew as long as you have Mila and Tvila. In other words, the carbon doesn't finalize you being a Jew. You're 100% Jew. That's why a ger today, therefore the Rambam writes that the ger nowadays is 100% Jewish. When Mashiach comes, there'll be a Beis HaMikdash, you'll have to bring a carbon. But here, L'mashal, by Mechusa Kapara, the din is differently. He went to the mikveh, and he waited till the night, everything, he's pure. But until he brings the korban, he cannot work in the Beis HaMikdash. And if he does, what's called Mechusa Kapara, he didn't bring the korban yet, he's Chayiv Misa.
So the Tevil Yom Mechusa Kapara, they can overlap, right? Somebody could be both, somebody could be one of them. If he does the Tevila, but hasn't the korban, he's in Mechusa Kapara. But if he does
a Tevil Yom, you're right, a Tevil Yom that serves is really Chayiv twice. One, he's a Tevil Yom. And secondly, he's Mechusa Kapara. But you can't get killed twice. I mean, Even when Hashem kills you, it's only once.
The carbon must be brought during the daytime.
Yeah.
So he's got to bring it.
Kachmei always says b'yayim.
He's got to bring it the next day.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He has to bring it the next day. And then, as soon as he brings it in the morning, whenever he does, or if he wakes up late, it could end up in the afternoon.
Rabbi, the din of Tevil Yom applies nowadays, like in terms of a woman going.
No.
But sometimes I heard women are allowed to go Friday before.
That has nothing to do. First of all, that's not allowed normally. I mean, some rabbanim today are making a mess of Yiddishkeit, and they're allowing it. It's really not. They're exceptional cases when it's allowed. Today it became free for all, like everything else, but it's really not. Whatever. Okay, let's not get into that now.
That's not a concept.
No, not Tevil Yom. Tevil Yom only applies. In fact, the first mission in Brachas. When do you read the Shema at night? When the Kohenim are allowed to eat Truma. When is that? Nightfall. Why is it nightfall? Because a Kohen that was Tomei went to the mikveh. He can't eat Truma yet. He has to wait until nightfall. So that's what the Mishnah says. When can you read the Shema of the night? Basically means Tzeisek Kachavim, which is nightfall when the time. So Gemara said, why did just eat Tzeisek Kachavim? So Gemara said, it teaches us that that's when the Kohenim can eat Truma. They have to wait until nightfall. But that's the din of a Tevil Yom. Tevil Yom doesn't apply today. Tevil Yom only applied in the Beis Hamikdash as far as certain tumas you're tamei. Then the pasuk of a tamei ado erev. Many times it says a tamei ado erev. V'rochas p'sore b'mayim v'tamei ado erev. Okay, went to the mikvah. Why is he tamei? It's a din of a Tevil Yom by many things. But here it's mechusse kapara. There's a guy that waited until night already, but the next day l'moshi he can't still do aveda until he brings a carbon. And if he does, he's chayiv misa.
Whether he's Tamei and hasn't even gone to the mikvah, or he went to the mikvah, but he hasn't brought the korban, then all of these guys get the same punishment?
Chayv Misa.
I feel like the Tamei guy should get the worst, because he didn't do the tevila or the kapara.
So what? He still did something wrong. What's the difference? No, it doesn't matter. But by the way, this thing that we said before, that mechusse begodim, a kohen, because the Gemara said before, if you're wearing garments, then you're a kohen. If not, you're not a kohen. Yeah? By the way, but the Mefarshim also, he brings on the Mefarshim, say that that's only as far as korbanos go. A kohen's still a kohen. Meaning, even if today, there's no big day kohen, yeah? Can you do brechas kohenim with a bracha? Yeah. Because he's not a kohen, he's not wearing the garments. The answer is, not wearing the garments makes you non-kohen. The Torah is speaking about korbanos, things like that. A davaida. Well, it's interesting. Berichas kohenim is also called avaida, but lamed l'shod, you have to do it standing, whatever. But it's not, it's only as far as korbanos go, not as far as anything else go. A kohen today cannot marry a divorcee, cannot become tamei. He's not wearing the garments. The garments, not wearing garments, is only affecting the korbanos aspect of it, not anything else of a kohen being a kohen. And all kachim, by the way, also what you were mentioning before, has to be during the day. The only exception is that means avayda has to be during the day. That means shechita, zrika, you know, the shechting is going. But l'mashul, there was in the Beis Hamikdash that the leftover korbanos that weren't burnt, the fats and the that, so they were allowed to be brought at night. But because aveda was already done during the day, you can't shech the korban at night. Because it said b'yoyim. Always says b'yoyim. Anything of hegdash has to be b'yoyim.
So they burnt the rest of it at night?
If there was left over, yeah, they would burn it at night.
Kohen cannot be tummy nowadays?
No. I mean, we're all tummy anyway.
Cemetery. Right, that's
but he's not allowed to go to a cemetery and make himself tummy.
Yeah, yeah. But the other thing.
That's, what do you mean? That's the tummy. Tummy mess.
Yes.
Arishon is shady.
But you're all tummy. I understand that he cannot go to the cemetery.
That's all. Everybody's tummy.
Right.
Even the Kohen are going to need paraduma when Mashiach comes. Better be a big paraduma because there's going to be a lot of people.
Why don't if it's avoda, is Birchas Kohanim is part of it, why don't they need to wear the begadim?
Because we don't have big dikunot.
A but otherwise they would have had to. Well, so you should
say in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, when they did Birchas Kohanim,
yeah,
was different than today. They were Shema Mefeirish, all that. Sure, they were big Dikuna.
Why, Kohen couldn't do Birchas Kohanim outside Beit Hamikdash? In those days?
I think, if I remember, I don't know, but I think they only did the Birchas Kohanim in the Beis Hamikdash in those days. Maybe they did it outside too. But he didn't have to wear his garments, for, like we said, for Birchas Kohanim. It's not the Avodah of Karbonos. You don't need to wear your begadim. We don't have the begadim today.
So I would say because we don't have the begadim, they shouldn't be allowed to do it outside.
No, but there's a mitzvah that there's nothing. There's a mitzvah, a kain kaisav aruchos b'nei Yisrael. A kain that's in shul and doesn't duchen, it's got three positive mitzvahs. Yivarecha, yoeh, and yisra. Yeah? But he doesn't need big day kohuna.
On weekdays?
Huh?
On weekdays?
If you're Sadik, or in Israel, they do it. And Israel do Birchas Kohanim every day, unless they're too lazy. But they,
Chabad, right?
Yeah, but they don't sing it. It takes a second. You don't even realize it. Instead of Chazim, the chick chak, no singing, no nothing. Just come to they sing it. Even Shabbos, they don't. One of the things Alter Rebbe said, if I would have the ability to enforce it, I would make Birchas Kohanim every day. But he didn't. He
had
the ability to enforce it. He didn't? Meaning he didn't. Basically, that means he didn't do it. Okay. Mechutz kapara. Back to the Gemara. Mechutz kapara. So Gemara said, Minolan, how do I know that Mechutz kapara also gets Misa? Amrav Hunad, Amrav Pasik says, V'chiper aleha hakoyhein. It says after the guy brings the korban, yeah? So it says the kohen is forgiving him. And then the Torah says, V'tahera, and she is a woman. She becomes purified. Meaning, what does the pasuk say? The pasuk v'chiper aleha, she brings her korban, like a yolda, sezova, whatever. She brings her korban, and then it says v'toheira, then she becomes pure. Which means until then, she's not pure. So vait is a din of tum, so she's tamei. V'amamar tamei shishimish v'misa. But again, it's only as far as working in the Beis Hamikdash. As far as everything else, right? Person, tummy, whatever, touching other people, they don't make him tummy. Even without the carbon, they don't make him tummy.
How does this pasuk prove it? I mean, it's about a woman who doesn't even do that, but I would think that you make a pasuk that talks about a man who becomes tummy or tahar.
Yeah, but the fact that the pasuk says you are tummy until you bring the carbon, what's the difference of a man or a woman? We're not learning out that the woman is going to work in the Beis Hamikdash.
Right.
By a woman, the Torah says, when you bring the carbon, vitoheira, then you become pure. So that's teaching us that until you bring the carbon, you're not 100% tahar yet. So what's the difference, man or a woman? So therefore, by man, it's still tummy. And therefore, we learn that tummy that works in the Beis Hamikdash is chayiv misa. We're only learning out from there that the person is still tummy until after the carbon. Also it says, you know, the kohen every morning had to sanctify his hands and the feet with the kiyard, right? He had to put his hand, right hand on his right foot, left hand on the left foot. So said, so this is a ground an open pasuk. It said, it says, when they come to the oil maid, they should wash their hand. I mean, not the, they should wash in water. They shouldn't die. So obviously, if they don't wash their hands and they serve, so obviously they are going to die.
What about feet? What do you mean feet from?
Not in this pasuk. Another pasuk says hands and feet. Here. She washed her hands together with their feet. Okay. The pasuk before that says, V'rachsu yadeyem v'ragleihem. So they should wash their hands and feet and then work. So that's really a clear-cut pasuk. You don't have to learn it out from anything. The Torah says clearly, you don't, or the next thing is the same thing. Suya yayin, a kohen drinks wine more than a levius, right? It's also yayin v'shteich al teish. So what does it say? It says also over there, yayin v'shteich al teish, and it says v'lo yomusu. In Parsha Shemini, you know, when it says over there, after Nadav and Avihu died, so Hashem told Aaron, and over there it says v'lo yomusu. So obviously, if you serve, then you get killed. Upriyadesh, if a kohen has long hair, and by the way, we said, what is long hair? 30 days. A kohen has to take a haircut every 30 days. Kohen Gadol, once a week, every Friday. Melech, every day. Everybody else, once, who knows when.
Once in a lifetime. Kohanim could have come into Ohel Moed?
That's what they did the Aveda.
All Kohanim.
Yeah. Okay, Upriya Reish, and a guy with long hair, how do we know long hair serves, he's also Chayiv Misa? Dechsev, because it says in the Pasuk, V'reisham lo yigalechu, the Kohanim shall not completely shave their heads, Upera v'lo yishalechu, nor should they should grow their hair long. And right afterwards it says, Yayin lo yishtu. The pasuk, another, the same part, right afterwards, says like this: You shouldn't completely shave their heads, nor should they should grow it long. Yeah, and right afterwards, it says Yayin la yishtu kokayin. So therefore, we're likening long hair to drinking wine. Iskish pirua reish. This is not a gzeira shavah, but it's a hekish. The pasuk before and the pasuk after. So therefore. We liken long hair to drinking wine. Just like drinking wine, we just learned from the Pasuk. The Pasuk clearly says you get Misa. The same thing. Long hair also gets Misa. Which, again, like we learned, the definition is 30 days.
With Hekesh, I can't just do that myself. Like, if this Pasuk is right before this Pasuk, so it must be connecting both of them. We need the oral tradition to tell us that this hekesh works and another hekesh does not work, right?
Right. By the way, this is a pasuk they quote. They explain that because the original pasuk in Chumash says by Aaron's kids. Yeah. Okay. But so over there, Lechayda would learn out that only a kohen who's a mourner can't have long hair when they serve. Because that was the scenario then. So he quote the pasuk Michasko, which means any kohen. Any kohen cannot work with long hair. Aval oral einin yeshe bazorim. It's interesting. This din. There's a custom. The Alter Rebbe brings down not to cut nails on Thursday, because it says it starts growing on the third day. So it's not forbidden. It's a minig that you don't cut the nails on Thursday, because. Then they're going to start growing on the third day, which is Shabbos.
It grows the fastest on the third day.
Well, that's why when you speak to all these doctors, they say, oh, Drew, it starts growing right away. It means on the third day, it is a bigger growth than the first 2 days. So the Taz, in Shulchan Aruch, says the same thing applies to haircuts. You shouldn't take a haircut on Thursday because the hair also starts growing on the third day. So now, Rebbe in Kuntzach and Hilchos Shabbos, by Tzorach and Gadol, you have to understand it, because it says a king took a haircut every day. If the hair doesn't grow until the third day, why is he taking a haircut every day? He should take every third day.
Well, he took one on Friday, so that way.
No, well, obviously Shabbos, he didn't take a haircut. But the Kohen Gadol, the king.
He took it on Friday, so it won't grow until Sunday.
No, but the question is the fact that a king takes a haircut every day shows the hair doesn't grow every day. It grows on the third day. It's a proof that it grows every day.
Yeah.
Not only on the third day. Okay.
Do we hold like that, Taz, about haircuts on Thursday? Okay,
but it says you could.
Oh, you could.
Yep. Okay, Avol. Okay, so all these things we learned, you know, a kind that's tummy eats truma, a guy that's all these things, right? Okay. Guy eats tevel, kohen tami who serves, eats truma, Yisrael that eats truma, all these things, right? It's chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. Now the Gemara is going to say there's other things that kohenim do that's not chayiv misa b'dei shemayim, but it's forbidden. It's a lav. What are they? Orel, uncircumcised kohen that works in the Beis HaMikdash. Oinen, Einin is from the time of death until the burial. The person's called Einin. and Yeshiv in sitting. Because the Pasuk says, Lamed Ulishadis. Right? You have to stand and serve. From there, the Gemara learns that if you sit, you're transgressing, it's an Aveda, right? So the Gemara says, these three things, not circumcised, Einin, and sitting, is not Misa, but it's forbidden.
Except the king from House of David, right?
What?
Can sit.
No. Only in Dazara. Over there, the Gemara talks about sitting in Dazara. Sitting, Bechlal. Not Aveda. Sitting in Dazara.
Isn't that what we're saying here? Yeshiv
Dazara. No. Yeshiv is doing Karbanis. That's Tam sitting in Dazara.
Sitting while they're doing the Aveda.
While they're doing the Aveda.
Even Berkat Kohanim, right?
Yeah. Yeah. But here, the Gemara is talking about Yeshiv. No. He's doing the Aveda. But he's sitting instead of standing. He's sprinkling the blood with the way with sitting or whatever it is, shechting.
Where would they sit? There's no chairs.
They would bring a little chair.
The Kohen was in a wheelchair, should Dukhan?
It's an interesting question, the mum. Gosh. It talks about that in Halacha. I don't remember. I think they could.
In Beit HaMikdash, he's a Baal Mum.
Yeah. Well, it depends what the Mum is.
He has to have all of his fingers. He can't do it.
Well, if he's
yeah, but sitting in a wheelchair is not necessarily a Mum.
Yeah, but if his feet don't work.
Who said they don't work? I mean, it's a...
Well, he's in a wheelchair.
Overmate, maybe.
Okay, Arel Minayin. So how do we know that an Arel, a non-circumcised Kohen, can work in the Beis HaMikdash? How do we know he cannot work in the Beis HaMikdash? By the way, Arel doesn't only mean a guy just refused to do a bris. Arel could be refused to a guy who's not allowed to do a bris.
Right, three times.
Yeah, we're going to see in the Gemara soon about that. Oh no, it wasn't. It's not this Gemara. Two brothers already died from.
Does that mean also they can't have the Korban Pesach?
Yeah. Kol Ara Le'echol Bay. It's a clear pause in yesterday's Parsha. Kol Ara Le'echol Bay. You can't eat a Korban Pesach. I think that's why the Medrash says that the night of Pesach in Mitzrayim, only Levi circumcised themselves in Mitzrayim. The other Jews didn't. So Moshe Rabbeinu made his Korban Pesach. And Hashem said he made the Medrash says, Hashem made the smell go all around Mitzrayim. And he must have been a good barbecuer, but everybody came and they wanted to eat the Korban Pesach. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, you're not circumcised. So the Medrash says all the Jews went and circumcised themselves that night.
At night?
That night, this is what the Medrash says. At night, they went and circumcised themselves. And Moshe Rabbeinu gave them the Korban Pesach. But there's a lot of problems with that. All the mafayas, there's a whole sikh from the Rebbe about it. Number one, you can't do a bris at night. Another problem is no Korban Pesach. The smell of the Korban Pesach
was counted.
They have to be counted. That's the other question. If we say every day in davening, when you shech the Korban Pesach, you have to know exactly who's part of it. Okay, so that's the different answers. But how did they do a bris at night? So it says because that night Laila Kayem Yoer. That night was full of light, and therefore it had a din of day because it was lit up. So whole sikh from the Rebbe about him.
Another question: how did they travel next day circumcision?
They had good anesthesia.
That's painful.
Tylenol.
They had good anesthesia.
Maybe that was a miracle that they healed.
But how did they do the Korban Pesach at night?
No, they didn't. He shechted during the day, and he's eating it at night when he barbecued it at night.
Barbecue at night?
You don't barbecue during the day unless it's Shabbos. You have to eat it at night, so you barbecue it.
I thought they have to barbecue it during the day.
No, the shechita had to be during the day.
Didn't we just say the evarim are the only things that could be burning at night, not the main part of the korban?
Korban Pesach, they ate. They ate it. It was like shlamim. No,
they didn't burn it.
They ate it.
So shlamim, I'm saying, don't they have the shlamim to be during the day also?
Shchit and zrika, but eating you can eat liyem v'layla, whatever shnei yamim v'layla echod. That was only the shechita, the aveda, had to be done only during the day. Okay, so he says like this. How do we know that a non-circumcised person cannot work a kohen, cannot work in the Beis Hamikdash? Amar Rav Chisda, davar zeh mitoras Moshe Rabbeinu lo lamadnu. We didn't learn it from Moshe Rabbeinu's chumash, meaning there's no chumash hint to it. Ad sheba yechazku ben Buzi, until yechazku ben Buzi, you know, the kohen, and he learned. Any stranger uncircumcised in the heart cannot work. Okay? Now, it means like this. Any person's uncircumcised heart, meaning, this is what Yechezkel means, a Jew who abandoned Yiddishkeit, see, uncircumcised himself, because now he has a problem, or one who is physically uncircumcised.
A Jew can abandon Yiddishkeit?
And by the way, like we said, it's a guy, not that he sinned by not doing a bris. He wasn't allowed to do a bris because his two brothers already died. So then, nevertheless, he still can't.
But then a Jew can abandon Yiddishkeit?
Yeah, how does that work?
He could abandon, but he's still a Jew.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, but still, but he still abandoned Yiddishkeit. A guy, God forbid, to convert Shmatzach, you know, to Christianity or whatever. He abandoned Yiddishkeit, but he's still a Jew.
He's a Jew. No matter what he does, he's still a Jew.
But in his actions, he abandoned Yiddishkeit.
Yeah. Uncircumcised his heart.
Right.
And also, the after circumcision, they can bring back the skin.
Ameshachor Lasse, yeah, that's also a guy that... okay, and then it says, V'arobasa liyovel migdash lishoseini. And then Yechezkel writes, an uncircumcised flesh, right, cannot come to serve me in the Beis HaMikdash. So what do we see from this? From Yechezkel, we see, it says, a pasuk in Yechezkel, not in Chumash. Okay? That he's not allowed to work in the Beis HaMikdash. Einen minolan. How do we know an einen, again, from the time of death until the funeral is called an einen, how do we know he also can't work in the Beis HaMikdash? Because the chsev, it says like this, Hashem told Aaron, min ha-megdash al-yetze, he should not go out of the Beis HaMikdash, kohen gadol, right? V'lo yichalos migdash al-kof, and he shouldn't profane the temple of Hashem. Ha-achas shal-yotza, mean another person that doesn't go out though. Aaron was told, don't go out, that you shouldn't desecrate, which means somebody else does, who leaves, is chilil. Meaning, that a person who's an einein does desecrate. In other words, Aaron Cohen was different. He was an einein. He was still working in the Beis HaMikdash. Hashem said he shouldn't go out. Min ha-migdash lo yetzei. V'lo yichalo. Because if he goes out, he's going to desecrate. Which means, now you're working, you're not desecrating. But if somebody else would work as an einein, they would desecrate.
Except since Kohen Gadol.
Right, except Kohen Gadol. Which means a regular Kohen couldn't work as an einan. But again, it's only a lav, it's not misa.
But still, he couldn't eat the korban, right?
Correct. Correct.
That was the argument with the...
Well, that was a unique situation over there. With Aaron and was arguing with Moshe Rabbeinu.
And the sons.
And the sons. Well, it was against the sons, but Aaron stuck up for them, because... Okay. Amalei ravada l'ravam. So why, now, the Gemara asks the question, why are you saying it's a lav? It says here, lo yichalel, by einin. So why did you learn out from Truma that you get killed? Chilel, chilel again? The same old thing again. The Gemara says, Amalei, Ravada, l'rova, Ravada said to Rava, v'nelev chilel, chilel mitruma. Let's learn it out from Truma. Ma Truma, ma lahalem b'misa, afkan b'misa. So Gemara says, 1 minute, why don't you have a gzeir shavi here? It says lo yichalel, and here it says lo yichalel. So learn it out from Truma. Why are you telling me it's only a lav, and you don't get killed? Why don't you? Maybe you should get killed. So he says, miksiv begufei. It does it refer? The pasuk says, Aaron HaKohen shouldn't desecrate, but it's not speaking about a regular kohen.
But
somebody's
onen is not
tamei. No, not necessarily.
He hasn't
prayed
it yet.
wasn't in the hospital or he wasn't in the place of death. In a different city. He's still an Einin most of the time. So Einin has nothing to do with Tumah. Obviously, if he's Tameh, then again, you don't need Einin because he's Tameh, you know. And then he would Taka get killed. But the Gemara's question is, why doesn't Einin, why don't you learn that Yechal Echal from Misa? So he says, it's not speaking Mechlolu Da'asin. You only learn it out from a Kohen Gadol. In other words, you can't use Xerah Shava because by Einin it doesn't say Lo Yechalalu. By whom does it say Lo Yechalalu? A Kohen Gadol. And from there you learn out that a regular Kohen does Chilal. Right? But you can't make Xerah Shava like this. Have a David Abam in the cloud. It's something that comes from an inference. Not, it's from an inference. It's inferred from something. It's not clearly stated. And the rule is, v'chol ha-dover ha-bom in ha-klal ein don in eisi b'gzei
ha-shover. We don't call it onen to Torah, right?
No, it's not allowed. During Shiva also not.
Why?
Because Mar learns out that he's also b'talmud Torah.
Not because they're
Talmud. No, it's nothing to do with Talmud. Okay. Okay. Why? No. First of all, a person whose tummy could have an aliyah.
Right. But
1 minute. Undertaker. A mortuary guy. Yeah? Yes? He did tat on a body.
Yeah.
Okay, can he come to Shul and get an aliyah?
Yeah.
He can't get more tummy than that.
Right.
Can he have an aliyah?
Yeah.
Yes, because Tayyid is not makabel tumma. Right? Tayyid divrei tayyid. Tayyid sefer tayyid is not makabel tumma. Divrei tayyid is not makabel tumma.
If Torah is not makabel tumma, how come we don't give on an aliyah?
No, it's not because he's not allowed to learn. Aliyah, he's learning. That's what you make a bracha on.
Okay.
During Shiva also.
Okay.
He's not allowed to get an aliyah because he's also b'talmud Torah.
Mm-hmm.
You can only learn those things that pertain to Avelus, but he can't learn regular things. So therefore, you're not allowed to give him an aliyah. It's nothing to do with tumah.
Is that because it brings
the
joy?
Whatever, whether they learn it out because of the term Samech or whatever. The Gemara learns out in Mayid Katan from all the different places. But the bottom line is nothing to do with Tumah. It has to do with he's not allowed to learn Torah. Why? Because David term makes you happy. Whatever it is. But the bottom line is that guy's not allowed to learn Torah. He's not allowed to learn Torah, so then you can't give him an aliyah.
Killed, or he died in the prison, but they didn't release him from his body for years. Is that family in Onan for years?
No.
At what point did they stop being in Onan?
After you give up either hope from finding them or burying them or things like that. That's a practical thing today. Somebody goes missing. Or they're not bringing to burial for who knows how long. There's a lot of issues with that today. Okay.